My simplest explanation for that may be, and my approach is based on a frequency domain approach.
Uh-huh.
And the Vishnu Atal's and the Manfred Schroeder's approach is the time domain approach.
Uh-huh.
Of course, those two are kind of a duo.
Mm-hmm.
But see, of course, for me, it is very comfortable to consider it in a Fourier domain.
Uh-huh.
And for most engineers, the time domain is more direct.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because it is just a waveform related.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So my paper is almost written in a frequency domain always. Say.
Uh-huh.
Many people feel some difficulty to understand it. It is true. Now, to my boss, Saito, was quite difficult to understand it. So he said, "Now, what is the new of the theory and something like that?" Of course, the theory is mathematical, and it is not new, but it is new when it is applied to speech.
Mm-hmm.
And but he did not like to work on the mathematics. He insisted to me, why don't you make some practical result based on your theory? So... I tried to do that,
uh-huh.
and at that time, newcomers to the NTT laboratory, Mr. Koda, joined us to our laboratory in NTT,
uh-huh.
And Koda is also the graduate of Nagoya University. And
is that the KODA?
Right.
Uh-huh.
M, initial is M, Masaki.
Masaki?
Mm-hmm. Masaki Koda.
Koda, okay.
Mm-hmm. And he joined us, and he's he is the employee of NTT.
Uh-huh.
And I was a cooperative student, mm-hmm. or a PhD student from Nagoya University.
Uh-huh.
And Saito allocated the speech recognition staff to Koda.
Mm-hmm.
So I have another chance to work further to vocoding research.
Uh-huh.
And I got some results, so I proposed him to start vocoding research based on this idea, basic idea.
Uh-huh.
But Saito told me the real problem of vocoding is pitch detection problem.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it is true. And he knows several research results at AT&T.
Uh-huh.
And the quality of vocoder, poor quality of vocoder, Donald Duck voice of vocoder is due to the pitch detection problem.
Mm, uh-huh.
And without any a good idea for pitch detection, it is very dangerous to start the vocoding research. And so I tried to find a new way of pitch detection.
Uh-huh.
And at that time, the best pitch detection was the Peter Nord's Kepstra method.
Uh-huh.
And but it was very complicated processing at that age.
Uh-huh.
Today it is easy. We have a good FFT algorithm and a good hardware. But at that time it was almost prohibitive for vocoding application. Uh-huh.